Well, it's in group. It's sort of in Alabama, spearheaded with Alabama A&M, and then sort of half Alabama, half Mississippi, and Alcorn State over in southwest Mississippi sort of co-sponsors it. But, yeah, it's really a lot of our underserved farmers meeting. They seem to have a real specialty crop sort of feel to it. We had our director of farmers market there speaking and some of our food safety folks there. And so just trying to get the information out. You've got a lot of, well, unfortunately, a lot of older farmers that we really need them to expand production. We've got such a demand for local foods now and at our farmers markets, and you just got to get more planted, more, because the demand's just really there.
And you say the demand is there. Have you had success in the past working with small beginning farmers through the various programs you offer?
Well, we tried different things. Obviously, we stood up to Sweet Grown. We've gotten some money from the legislature. We've got some USDA money. We actually started a program called Operation Grow, where we were reaching out to veterans that wanted to maybe get into farming that were first generation. So, yeah, you know, it's just sort of like you just have to come at it from everywhere. And, yeah, hopefully you'll have enough success to get a new generation into farming.